when you get there, it's such a shock, such a realization that, I mean, you can always look at the ads and look at the books and you hear about it in school, other people's experiences, but nothing prepares you for when you go there and you see it, you feel it, you see the poverty, you feel the excitement of the people, how generous they are, how happy they are in what they do.
But is that not a kind of a cliche? They're all poor and they're happy.
It might be a kind of a cliche, right? But I mean, it's true. I mean, they are poor. They make do with what they have. And I mean, the family is paramount over their family, faith, community. I mean, everyone looks after each other. And I mean, they are just some of the warmest, nicest people we've ever met.
And what about yourself?
Yeah, their sense of family and community over there is absolutely amazing. Everybody loves everybody over there. Didn't see much crime over there. Didn't see anybody fighting or arguing, I don't think, at any stage throughout the whole trip. And any time we came across anyone, it was all smiles and, you know, everyone was waving at us, like on the bus journey up. And we just keep on switching between hands. We were waving so much. And it was simply just because we were white and we were different, I think. Yeah. And people were just so happy to see us. Like, it was proven in the soccer match we had against St. Joseph's School. We played them and the whole town showed up. It was, you know, over 1,000 people there just to watch us play the other team.
Did you win?
No, we lost 3-1. We went 1-0 up, alright, but no, they were training every day for a couple of months after school just because we were coming and they heard we were coming. We brought them gear and all the other things we do. It was unbelievable just seeing the people, their reaction when they scored. You know, there was cartwheels, there was people running onto the pitch, and it wasn't sort of in your face. It was just, you know, and even when we scored, I think we got the same reaction.
Genuine.
It was amazing. Yeah.
Now, they're all the good points. What did you find that wasn't so good?
Well, on the first day, in the morning, we saw a dead body in the middle of the road, and it was kind of shocking for us. So, driving along, you kind of just start to wake up, and there it is right in front of you, marked with a tyre and a few branches. It just really makes you wake up and just see what's out there and how different and cheap life is on that side of the world. And it's just amazing the way everyone just drove around the body and didn't seem to care, or didn't, as if they didn't see the body in the middle of the road. Whereas here, the Gardaí would be all over it and it'd be fenced off and just wouldn't see it. So, a big shock to us.
Yeah. And what about the conditions that you found that the people lived in?
The conditions, really, they were completely third world, really, you know, as you may hear. It's been trashed around in Ireland sometimes that our hospitals are third world, but we visited clinics and stuff, and they are actually really third world. Like, basically, their houses and stuff like that are completely nothing like what we have over here. Also, as I said, even like their bus station and stuff was just dilapidated, and as the one we have in Cork is like state of the art. Just a big shock really to see the differences. Their houses were kind of like more or less like two rooms, and they could have like up to like 8 people living there. All like their immediate family, their grandparents as well, and their aunts and uncles, and they're all under one roof, and it's hot and kind of cramped as well. You know, there's like, I wouldn't like to be living there myself under that roof, because like, you know, like as a teenager you want your own space, and I don't think they have that. But they, and maybe kind of like a bit of dignity is lost as well when you're around, when you don't have your own space as well, and that's one of the problems they have to face out there. You know.
Mm. Now, given all that and what you experience here at home, which is obviously very good lifestyle, what difference has it made to you since you came back?
It just makes you realise when you come back how lucky you are. I mean, you're always told it by your grandparents, your mum and dad, that you're so lucky to have this now. There's people in the world who don't have it. But I mean, it's so true, and you realise it so much more when you come back, and you come back from it, and there's people who walk miles, hours every day to get water. They drink dirty water. It's just unbelievable, the things that we have here that we take for granted, and the people over there work so hard for and to achieve, mm-hmm. especially with their education.
Yeah. And would you feel the same?
Oh, yeah, completely. You respect some things so much more after you come home. You really do feel spoiled, you know. You're a lot more, you realise how materialistic you are. You realise how much you complain about insignificant things that really don't matter.
Yeah. And to you as a person now, has it made much of a difference?
Oh, yes, completely. Well, I wouldn't say it's completely changed my life, but it's changed my point of view on a lot of things to do with life. You know, how I live, how I take things for granted, money, you know, there's a lot of things have changed in my life. The people over there, you see, that they're happy with what they have. We're not happy with what we have. It's ridiculous.
Finally, guys, just tell me, what would you say to others who are thinking about doing something like this?
Do it without a doubt. I'd go back there tomorrow if I could.
I'm the exact same. I go back in the morning, I think. If anyone doesn't go there, foolish, to be honest. It's an experience you would not want to...
Experience of a lifetime.
It is an experience of a lifetime. If you don't take it, you're just missing out big time.